Amach.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 27, Pretoria 30 and Polokwane a high of 29 degrees.
There is very heavy traffic in Pretoria on the Mabopane Highway southbound towards Eskom Pikelele Drive.
In your sport, the Bulls ring the changes for tonight's URC match against the Scarlets and the Proteas hammer the Aussies to advance to the final of the T20 Women's World Cup.
We start in Limpopo, where there have been more arrests in the shocking insurance murders case. It's a week since the arrest of Sergeant Rachel Kutumela, who allegedly murdered members of a community to claim about 10 million rand in insurance money.
The pair is a 47-year-old nurse who is a sister to the sergeant, and the other is a 27-year-old daughter to the sergeant.
The sergeant's 47-year-old sister and her 27-year-old daughter were tracked to the Mabukilele village in Limpopo yesterday afternoon. National Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says they are expected to appear in the Polokwane Magistrates Court today. It's a big day for the class of 2024. These matrics are expected to sign the National Pledge today ahead of the start of their final exams on Monday. Basic Education Minister Sibuwe Karube is expected in the south of Tswane from this hour, where she will officiate the ceremony at the Pretoria Central High School. In Sharpeville, in the south of Gauteng, police are keeping a close eye after yesterday's tense situation. Community members looted shops belonging to foreign nationals after a local businessman had been shot and killed on Wednesday evening. Police spokesperson Dimakatsa Nipuhulwe says they are searching for the suspects who killed the businessman.
The public order policing together with crime prevention units are on the ground monitoring the situation. During their patrols, they have arrested three foreign nationals who were found in possession of unlicensed firearm.
More at jackrandafm.com. Click on news. In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last night that the killing of Hamas chief Yahya Sinwar in the Gaza Strip signaled the beginning of the end of the year-long war in the Palestinian territory. According to the Israeli military, Sinwar was killed during an operation. Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden hailed Israel's killing of Sinwar as a good day for the world, saying it removed a key obstacle to a Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. His Vice President Kamala Harris said in an address on TV last night, this calls for a definite end to the war.
It must end such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination. And it is time for the day after to begin.
And in Germany, the mayor of a small town has banned the humble cactus from municipal buildings, schools and nurseries after a man injured himself in a school. The nature of the man's injuries or how it came about has not been disclosed, with the town's council saying they have to protect the man's privacy. But it did lead to the immediate banning of cacti from the town hall, schools and daycare centres.
What? They're banning guns? Oh, what did you say?
Cacti.
Cacti. The humble cactus is not allowed on any of those premises.
Yeah.
With immediate effect.
The quote was, here is a tom cactus. Just a feel from it in calmer. Woody, gepraat van Amerika. Talking about America.
Yeah.
America. Got ourselves a nice, fine young country singer.
Yeah, we do.
Coming in on the show. Do you think you should judge my accent?
Will that be
awkward for you?
No.
If we play a game called Judge My Accent?
No, I think it'll be fun for all of us.
Yeah. How hard can it be?
I'm gonna go full in. You know when you embarrass people because you're overdoing it?
Yes, yeah. I do.
That's gonna be me.
So like a southern accent, but like...
Okay, but guys, we want him to come back.
Okay. Yes, but I mean...
Really?
Okay,
just don't go also, all full in, Martin.
He's answered the door.
Chip,
I like my bye, nice O, and I see saw.